monitoring the situation very closely. You remember that the efforts that the Kufu administration made raised cocoa production from less than 500,000 metric tons to 1,000,000, by which time, of course, they were out of office. And then what happened, a nosedive. Cocoa production started going down for 1,000,000 in 2010-2011 until last year, last 2 years, 2015-2016, when it hit a low of less than 800,000. Now we've come, restored the strength in the cocoa industry back to the 1,000,000 metric tons, and all kinds of development programs are coming up at a time that cocoa prices has collapsed on us. When we were campaigning in 2016, we were telling the farmers that when we came, we were going to increase cocoa prices. At the time, cocoa prices on the London terminal was more than $3,000 a ton. Within 5-6 months of us coming into office last year, 2017, cocoa prices had dived to less than $1,800. But we still maintain faith in the farmers by keeping their producer price that at least so at great expense. And what happened, what enabled us to actually revive, to survive this very critical period, was to cut back on cocoa boss activities, some activities, big savings and so on, so we could preserve the income of the farmer. Fortunately, there has been a turnaround, and cocoa prices are around the mid 2000s, at 2004-2005, as I speak to you. And we are hoping that with the collaboration that Ghana is having with Cote d'Ivoire, prices will be supported at least at that mid 2000 level or even higher, so that we can get some relief from the world cocoa market.
Dr. Ifriya Kotso also announced plans to revamp the cattle industry. Is a South Africa's delegation that visited the country recently identified the sector's potential to produce high-quality dairy products such as milk for export at a higher cost.
The other major aspect that you haven't heard much from us, because it's not direct, is the livestock subsector. When you talk about maize and soya, we are not talking about these for human consumption. There's already, as I said, we are self-sufficient. But we are talking about that as a source of getting poultry feed to revive the poultry industry. The poultry industry is down because cost of production is so high. You have to import the feed. And how can you be competitive if even the basic ingredients that you use for your trade, you are having to rely on imports? It won't work. So we have to be able to produce the surpluses here for the feed to be made, because feed is about 80% of the cost of production of poultry in this country. So if we are able to create the surpluses, produce another 1-2 million metric tons, and soya another 500,000 or so, then we know that we're in the business of reviving the poultry industry, which has one of the biggest job capacity creation capacities amongst all our activities in the agricultural sector. So that one is also coming, plus the cattle and others that I'm going to talk to you about. We are titling it Rearing for Food and Jobs. So we are rearing our livestock for food and also the creation of jobs. The Fulanis are a great resource for this country, but most of us don't see it. They are the best cattle rearers God has given us. And instead of exploiting that technique to the benefit of the economy of this country, there's conflict because of the lack of management. So by settling them in specific areas under government control, with all the veterinary support and the extension services, we will have more milk, we have more meat, we wouldn't have to rely so much on importing meat. A lot of jobs will be created down the value chain.
Food and Agriculture Minister Dr. Owusu Ifriyi Akoto speaking at the Meet the Press series in Accra today.